Brandon Lowe homered. Marcell Ozuna drove in two runs, and the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2 Thursday. Cardinals will start Kyle Leahy tonight against Cincinnati. Kansas City Royals were off on Thursday. They host Seattle tonight. Noah Cameron gets the start for the Royals. NBA playoff action last night in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was the New York Knicks with a 109-93 win over Cleveland. Knicks lead the series now 2-0. Western Conference Finals tonight, San Antonio will host Oklahoma City. That series is tied at 1-1. NHL playoff action last night in the Eastern Conference Finals. Montreal a winner over Carolina 6-2. Canadiens now lead that series 1-0. Tonight in the Western Conference Finals, Colorado will host Vegas. The Golden Knights lead the series 1-0. High school baseball yesterday, the Class 2 District 2 Championship. It was East Carter defeating Gainesville 8-2. College baseball today, Arkansas will play Texas in the SEC tournament. That is at Hoover, Alabama. College softball today, Arkansas will host Duke in the first game of the Super Regional at Boggle Park in Fayetteville. Several area athletes are competing in the state sectionals in track and field this weekend, including the West Plains Zizzers and Lady Zizzers teams. Both qualified last week, with the boys winning the district meet, girls finishing second. Both teams are going to Waynesville on Saturday. Several Thayer Bobcats have qualified for the state meet and will be competing this weekend at Atkins Stadium in Jefferson City. Cordell Washington will compete in the 100 meter, the high jump, the long jump, and the 4x100 relay. Owen Brown will compete in the 100 meter and the 4x100 relay. Canyon Harper will compete in the discus and shot put. And Thomas Poole and Riley White both compete in the 4x100 relay. All-Conference USA men's basketball standout Michael Onsebonzu has signed a financial aid agreement to continue his collegiate career with Missouri State football. Head coach Casey Woods announced Thursday. Onsebonzu, a powerful 6'4", 280-pounder, completed his basketball eligibility in March after scoring over 900 points in two seasons with the Bears and has decided to try his hand at college football this fall. He would have one season of eligibility with Woods and the football squad. Woods noted that Onsebonzu will begin his football journey by testing the waters with the defensive line and tight end position groups this summer as he begins learning his new craft. And Kyle Busch, a two-time Cup Series champion who won more races than anyone across NASCAR's three national series, has died. He was 41. The Busch family, Richard Childress Racing, and NASCAR issued a joint statement on Thursday saying Busch died after being hospitalized. No cause of death was given. Busch family said earlier on Thursday that he was hospitalized with a severe illness 3 days before he was to compete in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.